Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Wesley Clark, and welcome to the Lifestyle by Design podcast, episode 37. We have a special episode today. It's regarding a retirement survey that I did with clients, colleagues, family, and friends. So I've entitled it Retirement Survey, What You Wish You Would Have Known Before Retiring. I think anybody who's listening to this podcast, this is probably going to be the most informative podcast I've had in my 37 episodes. If you're young, please listen. Take it from these folks. Take this sage advice and apply it now. Whatever age, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever the age, apply it. Now, I have complete confidence that these individuals knew there was no right or wrong answers, that they could be completely transparent, sharing with me their specific answers to the challenges or the questions that I presented to them. And so without further ado, let's start with question number one. That is, thinking about retirement, if you knew then what you know now, what would you do differently? 42% of the respondents said, save more money. 17% responded, I would have kept my job longer. An additional 17% said, I would have begun investing earlier in life. Another 17% said, I wouldn't do anything different. And lastly, 7% said they would invest their money better. So money is a big issue. And in a consumption economy in which we live, buy now, pay later, go in debt, that's not the solution. What I found with the clients that I have that have been successful from the get-go is that they paid with cash, they didn't get into debt, and they live a more calm and peaceful life. Also, I might say that every client I've ever had has never outlived their retirement. And that's one of the greatest fears, and I think it's because of this one issue that I didn't save enough money. I should have been investing earlier in life. I should have invested my money better. But that's hindsight. But I'm hoping that these responses will start a change in your own life where you can take action now and not make some of the decisions that these individuals wish they would have made differently. So let's move on to question number two. Interesting question. What do you like best about retirement? 55% said freedom, not having to work. 18% said sleeping in. 9% said freedom to do what you want. Another 9% flexibility to do things during the week. And the last 9% said do hobbies. So obviously when you retire, freedom not having to work is a big issue. Forget about the axis of not having money. It's like, I don't have to work any longer. And I don't remember the survey I read a long time ago, but a majority of people are doing jobs that they don't really like, but it's because it generates the most income for them to live. The sleeping in, I get about 18%. The question I would have is it due to their health? Because a lot of retirees I know are early risers. And so maybe that's just 18% due to health, or maybe they just want to sleep in. They didn't sleep in when they were working, so they want to do that now. Question number three, what do you like least about retirement? Now, this is pretty interesting. 28% said, sometimes I get bored. 18% said, I miss the social interaction at work. 18% said, sometimes there's just too much free time. Another 18% said, there's a lack of structure to my days. Another 9% said, my kids aren't available to visit. Because why? They're working. They're busy with their own lives. And lastly, 9%, never enough money. Now, I think I mentioned in some of my previous podcasts, Retirement Mentality and some of the others, that the number one thing you automatically think about when you retire is that money is the greatest issue. But in this case, as we saw, a lot of folks miss the social interaction at work. They're bored at home. And I mentioned in a previous episode that what happens for gentlemen especially is that they have a 3 to 6 month honey-do list. They do that. And then they have a lot of time on their hand. These 18% respondents said, sometimes I have too much time. There's a lack of structure, was the next response. Lack of structure to my days. I don't remember the gentleman that I read about, but he was a high-powered executive. I believe it was with GE. So he retired, and he loved to golf. And so he said, I thought daily I would go and play a round of golf. I would just daily golf. And frankly, he did enjoy it, but he said it got to the point to what? Where he got bored. He said, I couldn't envision myself doing the rest of this for the rest of my life, every day, the same thing. It just didn't, the reality was not what he thought it would be. So what did he do? He ended up going and getting a business, a bakery of all things, becoming a baker, learning how to bake goods. And so now he has a bakery in which he sells goods. Let's go on to question number four. Do you miss working? And if yes, how so and why? 39% said yes. 46% said, well, I miss being around people. So that kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier. The camaraderie that one develops at work, once you come home and by yourself or with your spouse, it's much more challenging. There's got to be a purpose. I think that's the thing that I've said in a previous episode too. You have to have a purpose-driven retirement, especially for gentlemen. Now, 19% said no. 15% said no. But it's that missing being around people that, and that could also include, like I said, the earlier response about their kids aren't available 9% of the time, 9% of respondents. And another person, interesting, said, as far as the miss working, yes, I miss the lack of brain power, meaning that they weren't using their brain like they used to. So, they wish they were working for that purpose. Number five, what is the most important advice you would give someone about to retire? So all of you out there that are thinking about retiring, you're just about ready to retire, this one's for you. And I just wrote down many of the responses, some that were similar, kind of consensus. And here they are. What is the most important advice you would give someone about to retire? Planning ahead when you want it to happen. Make sure you have no debt. Make sure you really want to retire. Make sure you have something to do, which is kind of going along with that idea of purpose. They also said, enjoy life. Do what you want to do. Another one that we all have heard with these previous four questions, have enough money saved? An interesting response was, be patient with yourself. You don't have to do something all the time. So that was kind of an interesting response. So there's a certain portion of people out there that feel like, you know, you don't have to do something all the time, but maybe because when you're working, you're doing stuff all the time, you're busy, and now you're not. So that patience is saying, maybe let it sink in. And then lastly, save as much as you can in retirement and savings. So we're going back more and more to this idea of saving money. Wish I had more money, more savings. Question number six. I'm saying to them, I found that most people, when they are younger, when they think about retiring, they think money is the most important concern. Do you agree or disagree? If you disagree, what should be the most important concern? 55% said they agree. 45% said they disagree. So what were the responses of why, you know, those that were disagreeing said that health is important. No health, you don't have anything. Living a fulfilling life. So you could have all the money, but if you don't have any health, you don't have anything. If you have all the money, but you don't, you're not living a fulfilling life, it's nothing. Also, respondents said being mentally and physically challenged in a positive way, not dementia or anything like that. And then lastly, keep active because otherwise boredom will set in. Question number seven, if there was one regret that you have had since retiring, what is it? So now we're getting into the area of regrets. 60% of the respondents said, I don't have any regrets. They might even say it is what it is. Interesting responses, some of them were getting a reverse mortgage. What happens, I think, in some of the folks that I've talked to about this reverse mortgage issue, you might have two spouses. Obviously, you have many of their families. They're either a widow or spouses, but usually in the spousal situation, one likes to spend, one doesn't. So all of a sudden, they got this big bundle of money, right? In these cases where they have a certain amount of income. And they end up spending it. Another response of regret was, I didn't plan more financially to retire. Some other responses, selling vacation homes. So they might have had a cabin, they might have had a lakefront property, something on the ocean, what have you, but they sold it and then they regret it because they're stuck in one place, supposedly. I guess that's the way to look at it. Again, we see this regret of missing people at work. And then lastly, it's kind of like beating a drum, not having enough money. Number eight, did what you thought retirement would be like meet your expectations? So they, you know, everyone has this vision of what retirement is going to be like. This is what it's going to be like. Oh yeah, I got this vision, and oh, I can't wait till I retire. I'm just counting the days. Did it meet my expectations? Well, over 31% said no. Over 42% replied, pretty much what I thought it would be. Others, challenges, health gives way, so I'm unable to travel, or COVID takes place, right? Now I can't travel. Others said, it's not as rewarding as I thought. I thought it would be more rewarding, more fulfilling. Some people would even say they feel like they're waiting to die. As morbid as that sounds, I'm just being real with you. Others, some friends still work. So the friends that they had at work or friends are still working. They're retired. And of course, their friends are busy. I'm working, man. I don't feel like doing anything. Man, I'm not retired. Others, interestingly enough, said, I never thought about retirement. Other individuals would say, I didn't realize I'd have so much time. That goes back to that boredom, having some sort of structure, not having any structure. And then lastly, thought I'd be able to do more than I have, but I can't afford to do so. Once again, going back to that issue of money. Number 9, what are your major concerns now that you are retired? So what are the significant concerns? What are the major concerns now that you're retired? And this is like the number one thing. Do I have enough money? Am I going to outlive my retirement? I was reading an article where now they're saying you shouldn't save for retirement. You should save for life. Because people are living into their 90s, possibly 100, because of the longevity issues. Another response, will I have enough money to pay my taxes and stay in my house? As you get older and older, I've had neighbors up in their 90s who couldn't afford to pay even the taxes anymore on their homes because of the appreciated. They don't want to sell their home because, you know, it's just... that's their home. So it's kind of like stuck. A major concern, obviously, after you retire is your health. And I've said before in a previous, I even done a podcast on it, health is your greatest wealth. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Health is your greatest wealth. Obviously, you need money, but if you have no health, doesn't matter how much money. You might even expend all your money to try to maintain your health. So I think what we're learning from this is we need to make sure that we save enough for retirement, for life. But also we have to continue to make sure we do exercise. I know for myself, I'm committed to doing 30 minutes of exercise daily. We have a gym here. I use it daily. I go for walks with my wife and our dog, sometimes with our family. Because it's very important. I want to be as nimble and resilient and healthy as I possibly can be, and eating healthy. You know, as you grow older, it's kind of like a vehicle. You got to do your continued maintenance, but as the vehicle gets older, you just can't push the pedal to the metal anymore. You gotta be mindful of those issues. Another response is how long I will be able to maintain my life as is until I have to go to a nursing home. God forbid you go to a nursing home. I know nobody wants to even think about that. And the money that could be, that's just a completely different issue. That's not, I didn't even ask about that, but the cost of nursing home care is astronomical, especially if you have dementia, Alzheimer's. It just is just an incredible amount of money. And nobody ever thinks that they're going to go through that. Another response is, I hadn't thought about it. Lastly, being able to get around, not lastly, but being able to get around and go places. Another response was, I don't have any major concerns. Some other folks said that my children are healthy. You know, that's another big thing is your family, your spouse. You know, that's their concern is that they're healthy. Another response, a major concern is keeping busy. And lastly, understandably, worry about the cost of healthcare. Now, the last question number 10, what about health? What about health? I wanted to get their insights. What were their views? 40% of the response said, you know what? I feel pretty healthy. Others said, I should have focused on it more. Others have said it's really good to be informed about medical plans, long-term care, to review your medical history. Interesting enough, another individual said, I think about how many years I have. And we hear this other issue, keep active, exercise. Some other respondents mentioned COVID-19. It's hard to maintain your health when you can't go anywhere. Some others said, I do think about it, but I have no excuses. My condition is due to my choices. And then lastly, be sure you have your annual checkups. So let's pause here and I'll come right back with closing comments. All right, now back for some closing comments. I hope and truly do believe that this episode was one of the most informative of all the Lifestyle by Design podcasts that I've done. And like I said, whatever your age, especially the younger, the better, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever. Remember, money is an important issue because of the type of lifestyle that we live, the country in which we live. We're fortunate that inflation is so low. Well, relative speaking, interest rates are low. But when interest rates go up, God forbid they go up like they did back in the 70s, the Carter, Reagan administration era, inflation is not kind to retirees. If anything, these responses are largely to do in part to times in which interest rates are low. Inflation rate up to a certain point has been low. Now we're seeing inflation prices. We've seen it in food, but we're going to start seeing possibly in other areas. I won't get into the minutia of everything, but just realize that that's an important part, but be prudent. I was just reading, I just tweeted a post today where they said older men panic when the markets get volatile. So the baby boomers, age, well, actually it's 45 up, but a majority of those people are baby boomers. My generation, they panic. Now, probably one of the reasons why is because they're relying on that nest egg. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, great, do it, but be prudent. If you don't, work with a financial planner, work with a financial advisor. Get some advice. Secondly, I'm going to beat this drum, but have a purpose-driven retirement, especially you gentlemen, especially you business owners who are gentlemen. Have a purpose before you retire. Because what will happen is you will indeed get bored. This has been something in my 28 years of experience, and God, as a financial advisor, having my own practice, and God willing, another 20 years, that you have to have a purpose. Otherwise, you'll get bored. You'll be waiting to die. I'm not trying to be morbid, but I'm just trying to be as transparent and real to you on everybody I've ever talked to. Make sure you have structure in your daily life. Another important issue, though the challenge because of COVID, not possible right now, but is to get out, get involved, volunteer, go to the senior center. For you businessmen, you business owners, there are opportunities in the small, you know, small business owners in mentoring them. And I know that that would be gold to them. You've got wisdom, you've got experience and knowledge that you can, you know, once again, if I knew then what I know now, what would I do differently? When I first got into my business, I'm going to kind of take a detour here. When I first got into my business, I talked to all the top financial advisors with the group that I was with. And I asked them that question. If you knew then what you know now, what would you do differently? Because I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. I wanted to be successful and I wanted to get right out the gate and do the right things. And I got some great advice. The next issue everyone needs to think about, everyone should work on. Don't be tempted by low interest rates, especially those who have floating rate loans or credit cards, which every time the interest rates goes up on a credit, when interest rates go up by the Federal Reserve, credit card rates will go up. Understand this. So it's better to live within your means. Don't incur debt. And as you get closer and closer, I mean, that would be my suggestion to somebody age 20. Just do it. Another issue, make sure you want to retire. Don't feel peer pressure. Don't feel like, oh, I got to retire because that's all my buddies are retiring. Myself, complete transparency, I don't plan on retiring. I love what I do. It gives me purpose. It gives me structure. I'm healthy. I would say I would have to retire, obviously, if my health is not with me, but I love what I do, and I like the idea, and it's ever-changing. Let me tell you, in the 28 years, my practice has evolved, changed, and it will continue to change, and it's exciting. The same thing for you. If you're ready to retire, retire. Maybe like that guy, you retire, and then you find out, you know what, this isn't cut out for what I want. And he ended up becoming a baker, buying a bakery and becoming a baker. Now, you might not have the financial viability for that, but maybe there's some other thing you might want to do. Also, don't forget about your health. I remember a gentleman, this is a long time ago, business owner. And I don't know how old I was, 35, maybe. He ran an insurance agency in the same town I was at. And we struck up a conversation over the phone. And he had a heart attack. He said it was like an elephant pushing its foot on his chest, standing on his chest. And he said, in the most concerning manner, Wes, be sure that you at least go for a walk every day. I wish I would have done that. Now, he's walking at that time after the fact. But you don't want to get to the point where you have to suffer a heart attack or a major health issue and then try to make adjustments. Hopefully, you and I will watch what we eat, especially as we get older, that we'll exercise, be diligent about that. Plan. Have a financial / life plan. There's plenty of information out there for the do-it-yourselfers, or you can talk to a financial advisor, financial planner, get some assistance. And frankly, you get what you pay for. If you say, I can do it on my own, you want a freebie, that's cool. You can do that. Get your estate. Oh, the other thing I didn't even mention on this, but by the time you retire, hopefully much sooner, hopefully when you start to have children, get your estate planning in order. That's part of the life plan. I've had a couple, unfortunate in my experience, people that passed on before they had their estate planning done. And many times the wife is left holding the bag. And I understand the husband didn't intend that, but you keep pushing off because who likes to think about those issues? But frankly, you need to. For business owners, be sure that you have a succession plan in place. If you want the family to be involved, talk to a lawyer, get it all structured correctly. Maybe include a buy-sell agreement, life insurance, all that good stuff. So I hope that this was very informative, helpful, gave you some food for thought, maybe motivate you to take some action, to act now. If I can be any of assistance, my name is Wesley Clark. I am the host of Lifestyle by Design, but I also have my own wealth management practice, Byzantium Wealth Management. And I appreciate your listening and encourage you to listen to future episodes dealing with issues about lifestyle by design. And if you know folks that are looking at retiring, or you have parents that haven't really got their act together yet, I encourage you, pass on this podcast, even if they have their act together, regardless. I think that people looking toward really at the cusp of retiring, this information is gold. And especially also, I should say, even before that. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Take care. God bless.